And we had one customer that just by deploying Eon, he discovered that he had one resource with over 20,000 snapshots. He was creating like every few hours for, wow, I believe, 10 years snapshots. And actually this resource he needed to, just to have backup for 3 months. Okay, so yeah, he was paying like tens of thousands of dollars for, and he didn't know because right, understanding the cost. So you can deep dive and analyze the cost in a, with the cost explorer, but it's really not user-friendly. You really need to deep dive and understand mm-hmm. what you're looking for. And with Eon, you get all this popping into your eyes.
Enterprise cyber and AI storage leader Infinidat delivers the utmost technical and business value for your enterprise. Find out why 28% of the Fortune 50 use Infinidat solutions to solve their most difficult issues at Infinidat.com. Welcome back to another episode of Data Protection Gumbo. I am your host, Demetrius, and today we are going to have a conversation with a newer company that's on the block now. So we are going to make sure that we open the lid on cloud backup posture management. Some of you may or may not have heard of it before, but it's a critical aspect to the space of overall protecting data and to make sure that you have the ability to recover quicker and faster in case there's some type of accidental deletion or even a ransomware type attack. I welcome on Dr. Asaf Natanzan, who is the VP and Chief Architect at Eon.
I believe we are revolutionizing the backup realm. So Eon is a cloud-native backup company. Our goal is to revolutionize the backup realm. So if you look historically, backup have a revolution every few years, but no backup solution as of today was born in the cloud and is ready to serve the cloud workloads with the ease of use and the visibility that is needed. The current solutions are lacking, and we are trying to bring user solutions that will make him sure that he's able to recover from no matter what kind of disaster and making sure that he's backing up what needs to back up and not backing up too much because then the costs obviously will be too much. And this is why we defined this term of backup posture manager. Basically, we really understand your assets. We scan and classify the data inside your assets, and we allow you to backup based on the content of your assets and not all other solution where basically you need to manually tag your assets. And obviously, manual tagging is prone to a lot of mistakes. The goal of Eon is to provide you the easiest, most complete backup solution.
Let's talk a little bit about the early days in backup and recovery. And I'm sure you were around back when when backup became a thing. And I know it started way back, right, when they were backing up to real tapes and mainframes. And it was an entirely different world from the way it is today. And I remember when Data Domain and EMC was on the scene and talking about campaigns of tape is dead and all of those different types of things. But replacing tape systems and also rolling into virtual tape systems a little bit later. And then Rubrik came on board as well, revolutionized kind of scalability and scale out architecture as well. But I've noticed Eon seems to be addressing simplicity and also automation in the cloud era. So can you explain how, once again, cloud backup posture management or CBPM, how does that solve some of the complexities that traditional snapshots fail to address?
Certainly. First of all, traditional snapshots are providing you only points in time. In the backup realm, a lot of time you need much more than just this point in time. Okay, you need to be able to understand which files you have. Maybe you look for a specific file and you just want to restore this file. Now starting to look for 10 previous snapshots of your VM just to find this specific file is cost prohibitive. It takes a lot of time and it's very unusable. Speaking about taking it further to backups of assets like databases. So today, when you take a snapshot of the of a database, in order to see what's in the snapshot, you actually need to bring back the full database, which takes minutes. And let's say that you just you are having some kind of test, and you need to find some. You are an insurance company, and you have someone coming to check you and looking for some claims that you had 6 years ago, and now finding in which database this specific claim is and which backup it is, because probably it's already not in the production database. Maybe you need to restore 10 copies of the database, run a lot of queries just to understand. And this is a nightmare for the backup administrator. Part of what Eon provides is actually letting you run queries directly at your backup. We're making the backup usable.
Making the backup usable. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I guess is that different from recovery?
This is very different from recovery, because recovery, obviously Eon supports full recovery of your database. But if you just want to look for one specific claim, why would you want to recover the whole database? Now you recover the whole database, you need to connect some host to it. You need to install some software that you can access the database. And actually all what you needed is maybe to restore a single claim or a single column or even a single database, a single table from the database. And today it's practically impossible with all the solutions. The cloud solutions provide you snapshots, and what you can do is restore the full database. This is really not usable. By the way, regarding the files and the search, Amazon recently added the feature, but the feature is very limited compared to what we have in Eon. For example, you're limited on the amounts of files that you can restore in a single click. The time it takes to restore the file is long. You need to define this feature specifically for the specific workload, and it's not built in. It costs you extra charges. With Eon, you get all of these for free. Maybe let me go back a little bit.
Sure.
First of all, when we are speaking about Eon, I think ease of use is like the first thing that can come to mind. Basically, if you're using the clouds and setting up, creating a snapshot is pretty easy. But if you're using like a third-party solution, then the deployment is a nightmare. You need to deploy agents. You need to deploy virtual VMs. It becomes a nightmare, and you can barely understand what is your cost. So with Eon, in order to deploy, what you need, for example, in AWS to create to deploy a role that gives Eon access, ability to create snapshots and copy them to a backup account, and from there we convert these snapshots to our own storage engine. So deployment is very easy. There are no agents. The cost structure is also very easy with Eon. So looking at cloud, the cost structure itself is pretty simple, but at the end, understanding what's your cost is prohibitive. So it's very complex to understand what is backed up, how is it backed up, how many copies you have. For example, we had one customer that just by deploying Eon, we scan the environment to understand what are the assets. Also, we classify the data in the assets so we can understand which resources, for example, have personal information and which resources are belonging to a production environment. The customer can define policies that are based on the content and not just on tags, like I said before. But also we understand what kind of backup is currently installed in the customer environment. For example, we can understand how many snapshots are deployed there. And we had one customer that just by deploying Eon, he discovered that he had one resource with over 20,000 snapshots. He was creating like every few hours for,
wow,
I believe, 10 years snapshots. And actually this resource he needed just to have backup for 3 months. Okay, so he was paying like tens of thousands of dollars. And he didn't know, because understanding the cost. So you can deep dive and analyze the cost with the Cost Explorer, but it's really not user-friendly. You really need to deep dive and understand what you're looking for. And with Eon, you get all this popping into your eyes. You get the full understanding of what you're backing up, how much you back up, what is the cost, how much each resource takes, for how long the resource stays. And being able to classify the data itself, we allow the user to create policies. So we also classify what's running inside the VM. So we can understand that, for example, if a virtual machine has a database inside, or maybe a message queue, or we support hundreds of applications that we can discover. And then you can create policies that are actually not based on tags, but based on the actual content.
Yeah.
So you can say, okay, if this asset is a database, either RDS or inside a virtual machine, and this asset contains personal information, then I would like to have two copies, but both of them, one in the US East and one in the US West, and maybe a third copy in another cloud, because this data is important, but still the copy has to be inside the US because of the personal information and the rules around personal information. But at the end, you define the policy based on the content itself. And now if you have a database, if you have drifting of the data because you deployed some database and maybe today the database doesn't have a PII, but tomorrow you added another table inside which contain credit card numbers. Now if this is backed up into the incorrect location, you have a big problem. And you can actually, we discover proactively the data drift, and we will attach the VM to a new policy if now there is personal information, for example, inside. Okay. So you are able to maintain the integrity and the backup policies that you want for the resource without needing to do smart management of tags. Obviously, you can also define by tags. So if you wanted to deploy the system easily, then probably you would want to use this PII detection. But if you have something already intact with the correct tags and you just want to deploy fast, and after you will just add this smart detection and drifting protection, you can also do that.
Let's take a step back. In the early days, when this was maybe a concept on the back of a napkin, so what was the thought process just overall with, I know there was some analysis across whether or not this tool exists today, and thinking about, okay, there's a better way of automatically classifying this data instead of just manually tagging the data. And then you end up realizing that tagging, if you're doing it manually, you may miss some assets. And so you may be doing things that are not quite efficient. So just going back around the whole concept, overall, the thought and the idea was, I guess, for Eon to be what?
So actually, the founders spoke with a lot of customers trying to understand what's wrong with their backups today. If you look at current cloud customers, like the vast majority of them is using the cloud native backups, okay? And if you look at other vendors, usually they just leverage the cloud native backups and add you something over them to make them more manageable. But at the end, like you said, in the on-prem, the backup is already ancient history. And every few years, there is a revolution. Like you said, the data domain moved from tapes to disks. Then Vim came with the simplicity for virtual machines. And Rubrik and Cohesity brought both the auto scale out and the simplicity. But in the end, if you take like a solution from the on-prem and try to move it to the cloud, it becomes complex and not really usable. So a lot of users are using a cloud solution, but the cloud solution are lacking. Like they don't provide you this single item recovery. They don't let you look inside your data. The data in the backups in the cloud is opaque. The price is very expensive. And taking it even one more step, you can only backup the assets that are in your cloud. But at the end, if you are a large customer, first of all, most of the customers are multi-cloud vendors, okay? So they're using both AWS and Azure and GCP. And then you need to have a separate backup solution for each of the clouds. It becomes even more complex. But even if you had like a collaboration between the clouds, still there are a lot of other managed cloud services. For example, we can look at the Mongo Atlas. So even if your Mongo Atlas is running in AWS, still you cannot manage your Mongo Atlas backups from the AWS backup console. It's really not usable for the users because there are so many managed services that a typical customer uses. It actually means that he have tens of separate backup solutions and he cannot view everything in a single location. He cannot understand what is the cost actually, how much I'm spending for backup. Ah, yes, go to 35 different UI, go to Atlas, go to the AWS, go to the Azure, go to some other services that you have, and sum everything, and yes, you will not understand nothing at the end.
Okay.
And the problems come from the customer, and every customer I speak with, they say, you come to someone to speak about backup, and everybody say, yes, backup is already solved. But then you deep dive and then you understand it's maybe solved, but it's a huge headache for everybody.
Yeah.
They spend maybe 15 to 20% of the total cost of the cloud account is going to backup. And at the end, they don't understand what they're backing up. They don't understand if they are protected correctly. They don't understand maybe, for example, you have an account in Europe and you backup to the US and you are not compliant. And then you will have a violation fine. So it's really very hard to understand. And really, it's a nightmare for the customers. And the simplicity that we provide is game changing, both in the ability to define like simple policies, but also in the ability to restore single elements. And I think the strongest value is actually being able to view your data in your databases in a single location. And actually looking for the futures, this can provide like basically make your backup valuable again, I would call it. And basically we are making your backup a gold instead of just a liability. It becomes gold because maybe you backup all your databases to a single location and now you can run queries that involve databases from different locations.
I was going to ask you about the, and maybe one more question here before we wrap up. I was going to ask you about your perspective on the importance of being able to, because you continue to mention that that data should be usable, right? It should be usable and it should be accessible. And so what's the importance of being able to run queries, or let's say SQL queries directly on the backup data?
So first of all, from the backup perspective, let's start from the backup perspective, because there are a lot of value from this, because this is something that doesn't exist today. There is a lot of value of being able to run this for maybe after you can run like some AI workloads against it and get value from your data. But even looking just at plain backup, in many cases, you don't want to restore the full database, okay? Just being able to do the queries, you can restore like a single table by having a query that takes the data from the table and restore it. You can restore a single column. You can find the correct version of the database. You can find which database you're looking for. For example, one of the abilities that Eon provides is you can do a search for table by content, for example. Find which tables have like a credit card numbers, etc. Obviously, there is not everybody can access it, and you need you'll see only things that you the permissions to see. And actually, one of the nice things that we have is we also have roles which are content-based. So we can define roles like in the other products. For example, this user can see this set of databases, but we can also add a role that this user can see a database do not include PIIs. So even if you give him permission to see a database that he was not supposed to see, and he cannot see PIIs, he will not see this database. So I think this is really critical for the customers, because when you really want to restore a table, just finding it in the backups is a lot of time very problematic. And being able to restore elements is very complicated today.
Okay. I appreciate you explaining that. And where we sit today, just overall, with artificial intelligence being all the hype, right? Everyone continues to talk about it. And DeepSeek upset the entire world, right? In the financial markets, and stocks were taking a nosedive downward. It was ridiculous. And so things have kind of reset now. What's your view quickly where things are headed overall in the backup and recovery industry? Where do you see things headed?
So actually, as you can see, we are using already a lot of AI in order to understand which application are running, what kind of data, which data is sensitive that you have. Also in the recovery, and so being able to understand what's inside the table, we are using AI, so you can actually, you'll be able to do like search, I want to find tables with this specific information. This is currently on a demo, but for example, this is like one of the values that you have of having the data inside this backup lake. So having the data there, we can actually leverage AI to, if you're searching for something specific, for example, find me all the tables where I can find like information about the film Spider-Man. Okay. And then I will give you multiple tables from multiple databases that today it's not possible to do. And with AI, understanding, for example, which columns may include the Spider-Man, because Spider-Man, it can be a film, and it can be comics, and it can be, I don't know, a book or something like that. And just you need to understand the context, and leveraging AI, you can understand the context of the tables and understand which tables have it. And we can automatically create queries for you based on the on what you're looking for, and basically you will be able to query using like native language, and we'll create like the queries for you.
Okay.
I think AI is revolutionizing everything, and again, the vision is we are going there. It's to have a fully autonomous backup that will understand the content of the assets and understand the backup and understand maybe that a disaster is coming, or maybe it will understand that there is a storm coming, and it will automatically create backup in a region which is not in the storm because maybe there will be downtime there.
Yes, I love that.
It's not yet available, but the AI can make a backup much more reliable, much more proactive. Obviously, when we're speaking about a ransomware protection, AI plays a big role there in order to detect and also understand how to recover smartly. We are also going to revolutionize all the ransomware protection and recovery.
Okay.
Just a few words about this, because this is a very important part of backup. So already all the Eon backups are air gapped by default. So we back the backups to a dedicated account which contains only S3. Okay. And to a dedicated account which is dedicated for the client and just include the S3. Yeah. Already all the backups are air gapped. Obviously, we're using object locks that the user will not be able to delete. Nobody will not be able to delete the backups. We are supporting multi-clouds and multi-regions, so you can backup to multiple locations. Everything is air gapped, obviously. And we are adding like a ransomware detection and recovery, which will allow you to And this is part of being able to look into the data and understanding, for example, which files and objects you have. So when you will look in the objects, you will understand which objects are clean and which objects are not. So you can browse the file system and look for in a machine, and you will see which, first of all, you will see, understand which machines are suspected with ransomware, but also when you browse the files there, you will see which files are corrupted and which versions of the files are corrupted immediately. So it's going to be very easy to recover like the latest clean version for each file.
I truly learned some interesting things from you as well. And you mentioned autonomous backup, right? That's something I've been talking about for a little while now, because that would be the ultimate goal, that if backup was smart enough to just really know what to back up and all that without anyone telling it. And I know you probably got a
this
lot.
This is a dream for me. Yeah. This is a dream for me for many years. Even when my days in EMC, maybe 10 years ago, I already had the term like zero-click backup. And this is I believe that this is where we're going to. Again, it will take time, but the end, as customers will trust more and more, I guess we'll have some built-in policies and the customer will just...
Okay. Where can Gumbo listeners go to get more information about Eon?
Our website is eon.io, and that will basically go there and you can get connected to our sales and marketing people.
All right. Dr. Assoff, thank you so much for coming and being a guest here. And before I let everyone go, we are on YouTube, so make sure you check us out there at Data Protection Gumbo. And then we also have 26,000 professionals in our backup and recovery professionals group on LinkedIn. So just go to LinkedIn and type in the search box backup and recovery professionals. So we're having similar conversations to the ones that we are right here on Data Protection Gumbo. So everyone out there, stay secure and backup often.